You know, istighfar to Allah is different from asking another human being to forgive. When Allah forgives, and if you, Allah accepts your tawbah, all your past is removed. Everything is gone. But if you've been hurting me for 10 years, and then you came and said sorry, and even if I cried and I forgave you, does that mean I forgot those 10 years? No. Is the memory sometimes come back and hurt me again? Sure. Is it going to recur? And you say, no, I thought you forgave me. No, it doesn't work that way. Because human beings are not capable of forgiving other human beings in the same way that Allah can forgive. The forgiveness of human beings is something else, and the forgiveness of Allah is something else. And sometimes human beings aren't even able to forgive. Acknowledge we did something wrong. We crossed a line. We wronged somebody else, and we need to go and ask for forgiveness. But even when you do ask for forgiveness, know one thing. Even if you go and apologize to someone for what you did wrong, that doesn't mean that everything's fine. Don't expect from them that they're totally okay with you now. You don't go apologize to them with an expectation. The only reason you should apologize to someone is for yourself. You have to acknowledge you did something wrong, and you have to admit that you crossed this line, and here you are, you're sorry. I'm sorry I did this. I own it. But whether you forgive or not, whether you decide to dismiss, because you know, it's really hard for us to humble ourselves and say, I'm sorry, it's difficult to do. And when you finally go and do it, and they say, you think I care? And they just throw it in your face? They're like, man, I'm not sorry at all, actually. I take it back. Yeah. No. Their ghil is theirs. Whether Allah removes it for them or not is not up to you. Your words do not change anything. We don't change hearts. Our apologies don't change hearts. Our behavior doesn't change hearts. You making up for something you did wrong is you doing it for yourself, because you did something wrong for your conscience. But that does not mean that somebody else's heart will change. You know what happens with us? I said sorry. I even got you ice cream. I don't know why you're still mad. Well, no, that doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. You could get ice cream, you can get a truck of ice cream. It won't make a difference. Until that person deals with their ghil and Allah removes it for them, then you can't have expectations. And the moment you start having expectations, it actually means you're not genuinely sorry anyway. In so many relationships, you say sorry, or somebody else says sorry to you, and you're still in a bad mood, and then an hour later, like, you know what? No, I'm not sorry at all. And they go back to their old ways, you know? And then you realize that was just Ramadan fever. You know, Ramadan is approaching, so what do people do? Hey, it's the month of Ramadan. We have to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just wanted to say, if I've ever hurt you. They know they've hurt you, but they say, if I've ever hurt you. If that's, like, they know the entire list of what they said and did. But if, by some 0.001% chance, I ever said something that hurt your feelings, may Allah forgive me. And may you forgive me. And then you don't write back. You just say, wa alaikum salam. Well, you don't write back. Oh no, it's okay, I forgive you. You can't get yourself to do it. You're like, I'm not going to lie and say, yeah, there's no problem. Or if you do respond, you say, well, I forgive you, but that doesn't mean that I forgot what happened. I'm sorry, it's not easy for me to let go of what happened. If you say something like that, and then in response they say, oh yeah, well, I haven't forgotten what you did either, and then they start, right? And this, because sometimes this ghil on both sides, don't artificially try to remove it. Don't say things you don't mean. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say what you don't mean? Don't say things expecting from people. Say things expecting from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's it. A good way for you to apologize is, look, whether you forgive me or not, whether you decide that we can be back to normal again or not, that's not the point. I wanted to admit that I've done something wrong. I wanted to admit that I crossed a line that I should not have crossed, and I'm truly sorry for it. And I don't expect a response. I don't expect anything in return. This is you trying to remove the ghil from your own heart. This is you removing the ghil from your own heart. When we make dua to Allah, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, do not place in our hearts ghil towards those who've believed, then you have to decide, what is it that you're able to overcome? What is it that you're able to forgive? What is it that you're able to ask forgiveness for genuinely, not artificially? Just saying sorry to someone isn't genuine. And if you're able to do that from your heart, then it means something. Then you've actually truly made that dua to Allah too. So may Allah Azza wa Jal make us genuine in our relationships. And may Allah Azza wa Jal remove, if our ghil isn't removed in this dunya, may Allah Azza wa Jal certainly remove all of it in the akhirah from all of us, because that is where, that is essentially what truly matters. And last thing I share with you from Surah Al-A'raf on the same subject is that people make it into Jannah all the way. And the people that used to have a grudge with each other, didn't talk to each other, parted ways from each other, standing next to each other. And they both together in that same ayah say, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Alhamdulillah, the one who guided us all the way to this. We could not have guided ourselves had it not been for Allah's guidance. They took their path, you took your path. Doesn't mean your path is to Jannah and theirs is to Jahannam. Just because you don't get along with someone doesn't mean they're going to hell, or they're not guided, or they're not good. That's okay. There are sometimes people that don't get along and they're all on their own journey. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us forgiveness. Even if you have bad feelings towards someone, you should never wish that they are answerable to Allah on Judgment Day. That's too much. That's whatever they did to you in dunya is too much for you to ask that Allah hold them to account in the akhirah. You should just trust Allah's justice and let that go. And that's again part of you letting go of the ghil that you have. This is a great month for Allah to expand our chest. This is a great month for Allah to give us calm and ease in our hearts, you know. And so I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal does that for us, that our recitation and our engagement with the Qur'an, our reflection on the Qur'an, our worship of Allah, it softens our hearts, not just towards Him, but to those around us as well. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-Hakim.